family. I'm so excited to be able to share with you an incredible update from Destiny Rescue from the front lines. There's so many amazing things that have happened this year. We have been having an incredible rescue year. We've rescued 1,754 individuals so far. You're helping make that possible. We've also had 119 successful raids, 124 traffickers and bad people arrested who are perpetrating and taking advantage of children. And we've had over 1,000 children we've helped in our reintegration programs this year. I could not say thank you enough for all the incredible work that you're helping make possible through your partnership with Destiny Rescue. I also want to say that we've surpassed over 13,000 rescues all time, and you are a big part of making that happen. So I just want to say thank you. But I want to share a story with you. It's the story of Mary. Mary is now 19 years old, but she had a very rough start to her young life. She was living with her parents, but her parents went through a tragic divorce, and she was given to her mother to raise, but her mother abandoned her. She has siblings. She doesn't know who her siblings are, and she was given to her grandmother to raise. But at a very young age, she ran away to the big city to try to survive on her own. And when she turned 10 years old, a man approached her and said he could help her provide food and shelter for her. So when she got there, he said, in order for me to provide this for you, you have to take drugs and alcohol, and you have to sell your body to pay for rent and food. As this young girl, not knowing what to do, she felt her only option was to comply with this evil man. And so for years, she had to endure sexual exploitation at this evil man's hands. Destiny Rescue ended up finding this beautiful girl in the most hopeless of situations. She had tried to even commit suicide because she felt like there was no hope. She used drugs and alcohol to numb the pain in her heart. One of the big reasons why she came is we offered her food. She barely made enough to put food in her belly, and she was starving to death. So when we said we could offer her food, she jumped at the opportunity to come live in one of our safe homes. And while in our care, she began to heal from the inside out. She never thought she could truly change, though. She was a Muslim girl, and in our care, she began to learn about the love of God in Jesus Christ, and she began to heal. And God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, helped her overcome her drug addiction and alcohol addiction. And she began to experience the love of God, and she gave her life to Christ in our care. It was an incredible transformation. She began to dream that she could literally dream a dream in her heart for the first time ever. And she loved to make food and serve customers. And so she entered our catering vocational training program, and she's thriving in our care right now, learning the vocation of catering. And this, get this, she's now on the worship team, is singing in the choir in her local church. How is that possible? It's because a Bible Baptist Church of Sodus. You guys are making an incredible difference by giving faithfully into the work of Destiny Rescue, and miracles like this are happening. So from the bottom of my heart, and on behalf of all the children that are in our care and that are being rescued, healed, and restored, I just want to say a massive thank you to you on this Rescue Sunday. God bless.
Wow. What a rescue story. And that's just one of thousands that Destiny Rescue have been a part of. Powerful. And not just the rescue of the body and mind, but the rescue of the soul through Jesus Christ. So today is Rescue Sunday for us. And I want to just remind us of this theme of rescue in a couple different ways. You know, the Bible is full of rescue stories. So I was sitting in my office this week, I was thinking about some of the more popular rescue stories that we remember or we talk to our kids about, or even as adults we remember learning early on. The Jews being rescued from Egypt, Daniel from the lion's den, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of the fiery furnace. Peter being rescued from prison. But I also want to remind us that the greatest rescue story is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ giving his life as a ransom for our sins, and to all those who place their faith and trust in him alone for this ransom, they experience the ultimate rescue. And even as we continue on the theme of rescue as it relates to destiny rescue, I don't want to overlook the gospel part of this. That if you're here joining us this morning in person or online and you've never experienced the rescue available through Jesus Christ, we'd love to talk to you more about that. No matter where you are in your life, no matter what you've done in the past, Jesus Christ can forgive you of your sins. He can rescue you. His ransom can be complete in your life. The rescue of Jesus Christ is just kind of reiterated for us in Colossians chapter 1. I'll just read these for you before we go to our text this morning. Colossians chapter 1, 13 and 14. I love these verses. They say, for he, God, has rescued us from the dominion of darkness. You say, I didn't know I was in the dominion of darkness. Yes, you and I are totally depraved, totally sinners without Jesus Christ helping us and without God reaching into our lives and rescuing us. We're under the dominion of darkness. And God has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. That's the rescue. So again, if you've never experienced that, and you're not sure whether you're in the dominion of darkness or not, you probably are. If you're not sure where you are in that situation, it's good to get that clarified. But Jesus Christ has come to be that ultimate rescue for us. Just a good reminder as we begin. As I was preparing for our Rescue Sunday theme, my mind was drawn not only to these stories that I mentioned from Scripture, but to another rescue story that is found in Genesis chapter 14. And that's where I'd like you to turn with me this morning, in Genesis chapter 14. I know some of you want to go to Mark, but we're not going to Mark until next week. We will finish Mark next week. But Genesis chapter 14, I invite you to make your way there in your copy of Scriptures or use the Pew Bible in front of you. Genesis chapter 14, and here's the kind of the quick, really simple backstory for this rescue story. As we begin reading, we'll find that after separating from Abraham and settling in Sodom, Lot, Abraham's nephew, is taken captive by an alliance of four kings. Let me say that one more time. That's the backstory, so you know what's happening here. After separating from Abraham, gave him the area of Sodom and settling there, Lot, Abraham's nephew, is taken captive by an alliance of four kings. So we're going to pick up in 14, verse number 10, Genesis 14, verse number 10. And it says, now the valley of Siddim was full of tar pits. And when the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, some of the men fell into them, and the rest fled to the hills. The four kings seized all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their food. Then they went away. Verse 12, they also carried off Abraham's nephew Lot and his possessions since he was living in Sodom. A man who escaped came and reported this to Abraham the Hebrew. Now Abram was living near the great trees of Mamre the Amorite, a brother of Eshcol and Aner, and all of whom were allied with Abram. And when Abraham heard that his relative had been taken captive, he called out the 318 trained men born in his household and went in pursuit as far as Dan. And during the night, Abraham divided his men to attack them, and he routed them, pursuing them as far as Hobah, north of Damascus. Verse 16, he recovered all the goods and brought back his relative Lot and his possessions together with the women and other people. So I want to just kind of give you some of the details of this rescue story. And as we do this, I want you to connect what we say to what Destiny Rescue does, because I was trying to find a story that really kind of emulates what they do. And hopefully you'll see this to be encouraged and challenged about how we can continue to be involved with Destiny Rescue. So I want you to notice some of the rescue action steps of Abraham based on this story. You with me so far? All right, good. Number one, first of all, Abraham learned about Lot's situation in verse number 13. Somebody came to him and told him that Lot had been taken captive. And so this
is going to relate to Destiny Rescue because they do a lot of stuff where they find out where these kids are, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But Abraham finds out about Lot's situation. And I know that we as a church, when we hear about these different things that are happening around their world, like sex trafficking and exploitation and other issues, I know we can't do everything, but we can do something. And here's the issue of why we are responsible, because today you're going to find out. We're going to learn about the situation. Abraham couldn't do anything about it until he learned about Lot's situation. But once he learned, he's going to do something about it. So the first thing that happened, he's told about Lot and being taken captive. And Abraham doesn't sit on this. He's going to do something about it. He realizes this is family that's been taken captive. The second thing I think is interesting is he gathered a rescue team. He gathered a rescue team. Look at verse number 14. When Abraham learned that heard that his relative had been taken captive, he called out the 318 trained men born in his household. He had this little trained army that he had developed over the years, 318 trained men that were going to go to be a part of this rescue. So he just didn't go around and go, you're coming. He had trained individuals that are going to be part of this rescue. And this is going to play into also what Destiny Rescue does. And Abraham is going to call them out and say, listen, I have a job for you. I have an assignment for you as trained men. And so he gathers this team together for the sole purpose of rescuing Lot. Number three, he then pursued Lot's release. And I don't want you to miss some of the details that are found here. At the end of verse 14, after he puts together the rescue team, it says they went in pursuit of the captors as far as Dan. Reference point for you, if you want to write this in your notes, if you like this kind of detail. The city of Dan was 140 miles north of Abraham's house. So he not only heard about Lot's situation, and not only did he gather a trained group of men to go after Lot, but then he goes 140 miles, and you do realize we're talking Old Testament. They didn't get, you know, in their electric car or anything like that, or get on a really fast chariot. They're on horses, most likely. 140 miles is a long distance to go. But they're like, we're going. And that's a lot of people to gather together to go 140 miles. 318 plus Abraham and perhaps others, they're going on this trip to pursue this rescue of Lot. So this would have taken planning, this would have taken time, this would have taken effort. Oh yeah, because it's important. Things in life that we get involved in, especially on the spiritual level, that are important, they're going to take time, they're going to take effort, they're going to be difficult. And then notice in verse number 15, he gets to Dan, and during the night, Abraham divided his men to attack them, and he routed them. And then apparently the captors went further away, ran away, and they pursued them as far as Hobah, north of Damascus. That was another 100 miles north. Perhaps when they first encountered them at Dan, he wasn't able to reconnect with Lot, and Lot is taken away 100 miles away further. What does Abraham do? Well, you know, we came 140 miles. That's enough. They keep going. They go 240 miles from home. Abraham's primary purpose in doing that was rescuing Lot. He went to great lengths, great distance, great effort, great cost to rescue his nephew. So when I wrote down in number three that he pursued Lot's rescue, that word pursued, that verb there is probably too mild. I mean, he went for it. He was all in. There was no, you know, debating about this. And it wasn't just, hey, let's try to get Lot back. We'll take a couple guys, and if it doesn't go well, we'll come back. No, gathers this trained army and ultimately goes 240 miles away on horseback to bring Lot back. Wow. And then number four, verse 16 tells us that he returned Lot home. That's important. He not only rescued Lot and others and their possessions, but brought them back home to what they knew, to the people that loved them, and to the people that could surround them that loved them. So this is what Abraham does as it relates to Lot, this rescue story. So I know this was brief, And we're going to go through some other things, so we're not done, okay? But just keep this simple story in mind, what happens here, because this is really what Destiny Rescue is all about. Abraham learned about Lot's situation, gathered a rescue team, pursued his rescue, and then brought him where? Brought him home. So here's a reminder with a video, and then we'll talk more about this is what Destiny Rescue does, and I believe that this story that we just talked about really reminds us of this. So I want to spend a little time just talking about what Destiny Rescue does as we anticipate supporting them through an offering today. Maybe you're not aware of, or maybe you're relatively new to our church, but we do currently support Destiny Rescue as part of our monthly missions budget. And it's also intentionally a part of our missions budget with the Justice Ministry. We have a few Justice Ministries that we support, and Destiny Rescue is one of them. So we do support them on a monthly basis. So as you give to missions, a portion of your missions giving does support them. So I want you to be aware of that, and thank you for that. And Corey, as well as Destiny Rescue, thanks you as a church as well. But I just want to give you a quick overview of what they do at Destiny Rescue, and again, how that relates to the story that we just talked about, but also as we continue to pray and think about this ministry. Number one, there's three things I want to just highlight. First of all, reconnaissance is the first thing that they do. reconnaissance. And there's over 1 million, go ahead, there you go, over 1 million children are trapped in sex trafficking and exploitation around the world. It is so hard for me to wrap my mind around that number. That's just incredible. So reconnaissance, what do I mean by this when I say this is kind of the first thing that they do? Well, here's a quick definition of that word. I just love that word. Really what it means, it's a preliminary survey to gain information, especially in enemy territory. That's what that word means. And so this is what Destiny Rescue does. They have identified several countries around the world where sex trafficking is really flourishing. It's abounding. It's very evident. And they'll go and they will have kind of headquarters or different cities that they're in. And they will have agents that are trained to find these places where the kids are being exploited, whether it's agents that are finding out about homes. But many times it's kind of going into the cities and into the kind of the red light district, and they're finding these places, these bars and other places where these children are to be exploited, and they get information about where it's happening, and they do surveys and they find out. Also, they do things as it relates to different borders where children are taken over from one country to another. They're doing a lot of these surveys, doing these different things to find out what's happening. And I will tell you, from talking with Corey, and I've talked with Corey on the phone, also have had lunch with him in person a couple times, this is very dangerous work that they do, this first step. Because the bad guys that they're trying to kind of go undercover with, they're not very very nice, you understand. The evil in their heart does not preclude them from being physical, being violent, and doing harm to the Destiny Rescue agents or the local agents that Destiny Rescue is kind of connecting with. So this is really important. And it relates to the story that, remember, Abraham had no idea what was happening with Lot till somebody came and told him. Hey, Lot's been taken captive. Lot's been captured. And now Abraham has to do something with information. So these Destiny Rescue agents, they do this. They survey these different areas and they find the information and then they pass it along to the ministry. And then the ministry passes it along to us and say, will you be involved in helping children in these countries? And I understand because I've had this question almost every year when we've talked about Destiny Rescue. People have asked me, what about the United States? I do know that it's happening in the United States. Destiny Rescue is primarily around the world, not in the United States. There are other United States-based ministries, and if you choose to support them, that'd be wonderful. You can get behind those. So we're not saying they're not important. This is just in particular where Destiny Rescue works and how they operate. So they gather this information and they relate to us. And often it has to be kind of almost undercover to the churches where they can't tell us exactly. You know, they may tell you the country, but they're not going to tell you the exact place because that's going to, again, compromise the agents. But this is an important part of what they do in the rescue. So reconnaissance is number one. Number two, they're involved in the actual rescues. The actual rescues. And there's raid, covert, and border. Those were on the video, but I want to just remind you what they are in case you just saw them and it didn't compute. First of all, raid rescue. What's a raid rescue? Well, their agents work with law enforcement to free children and arrest traffickers. So basically, they'll go into these places where they've done the information, and it may not be in a actual location of a bar. It may be in a home, but they'll work with law enforcement, their agents will, to come in and to do these raid rescues where it's kind of a raid attack, and not attack, raid, raid. It's a raid, okay? The element of surprise, but they've done their information, and they will do a rescue that way. The covert rescue is their undercover agents find and offer freedom to children trapped in the sex industry. And again, if you can go on Destiny Rescue's website and you can read some of the stories. You could contact Corey. He has lots of stories he could tell you about these covert rescues where the undercover agents go in. Here's what has to happen, folks, and this is how you can be praying really intentionally. These agents often go into these bars or other places where they know the kids are, and they have to be undercover so that the bar people or the bad people don't know who they are. But then they have to try to build trust with these young girls and say, no, we're not here for what you think we're here for. We're here to rescue you. And they don't automatically go, great, I'll go with you. They have to build that relationship, and they have to set up a time and a place where the rescue can happen, because it has to be done quickly. It has to be done where, you know, the motorcycles or the cars show up and they're gone. And it takes a lot, and it breaks my heart, because Corey will say some of the kids that they talk to, they've lost trust in everybody, and they won't do it. They're like, they're too scared. The hope is right there, and they just won't do it. Like, wow. So you can be pranked. You can understand how dangerous that would be. Because the team, the undercover agents that are going in, they're taking away the prophet, almost like that story in Ephesus where, you know, the prophet was taken away and they wanted to kill Paul and others that were preaching, right? These undercover agents come in and they're going to rescue these children and take away the prophet, so they don't care about the agents. And by the way, the children are just property to them. They can find another child in their mind. But they don't want that child to escape. So they're going to go to whatever lengths they can. So these covert rescues are necessary, and they're very dangerous. And then there's border rescues, where they have female agents that monitor hot spots and intercept victims being trafficked across the borders. And this happens in certain countries a lot. And so they kind of stake it out, and these female agents are there, and they stop at the border. And you'll read some of the stories. I encourage you to do this. I'll keep telling you to read the stories about this. You will read about that sometimes they're rescuing 10, 20, 30 girls at the border at one time, because they're all being brought in these large vehicles to be taken to another country for the sex industry. And Destiny Rescue is often part of stopping that at the border. So these rescues take place, are happening on a regular basis. But also part of the connection to the story in Genesis, these rescues that take place, they have trained people. Okay? They're not just saying, hey, anybody wants to come and help. They've trained these agents. Often, they have nationals that are working in the countries, speaking the language, but they train people because, again, I've had folks from our church, and I love this, that you do this. You come up to me after the church and after the service, and you go, tell me, where do I go? I'll get a plane ticket, and I'll go. I will storm the gates. I'm like, that's great. And maybe they could use you. You could contact them, but you do need to have a little bit of a training, because it's not just, you know, kicking down a door. So they train at these people, and also the training that's involved once they rescue these kids and following up. So you have the reconnaissance, you have the rescue, and let me just give you some rescue stats. And these are updated from the video that Corey just sent out. In 2023, through August 4th, 2023, Destiny Rescue has rescued a total of 1,878 individuals in 12 different countries. Thank you very much. Not me, thank you very much. Praise God, right? Come on. 1,878 individuals, just this one organization since the beginning of 2023 in 12 different countries. What do we say? Praise God for that. Amen. They've had 125 successful raids. That means they've gone in and had the raid all set up, whether it was a covert raid or another type of raid. It was successful, which means they were able to actually rescue the child, because not all the raids end that way. So you can be praying. And I would say these rescues happen very often, so you can be praying very often and intentionally about this. 137 arrests. This is up from the number that Corey said in the video. Through 2023, 137 bad guys arrested. Yay. Yay. Justice. And then I love this number. Since Destiny Rescue began, they've been able to rescue over 13,000 kids. Wow. 13,000 kids. And counting. They're not stopping. So Destiny Rescue, they're involved in the reconnaissance, the rescue, and then number three is they reintegrate. Corey mentioned this number, that in 2023, over 1,000 children have been helped in their reintegration program. You say, what does that look like? Well, it's not the same for every child. They assess their needs, you know, after they're rescued. But if you were paying attention to the video, I love how detailed they are at Destiny Rescue, because if they're able to provide the counseling and all the support, but place the child back in a home environment or with a relative, they will do that if it is safe. If that's where they were rescued from, or that was the cause of them being kind of sold into the trafficking, they will not place them there. But they realize bringing them home, if possible, is best. Abraham brought Lot home and surrounded him with family. So if they can do that, they will do that. If they can't, they have these safe houses in all these countries where they work. And they will bring the children into these safe homes where they have trained people that will counsel them and work with them and help them through the trauma. Can you imagine the trauma? Mary was 10 when she was first brought into the industry. She's now 19. He didn't say exactly when she was rescued, but it had been several years. You can imagine the trauma. So this reintegration program brings the counseling in, brings the support in, provides a place, safe place for them to stay, food to eat, clothes on their back. I love how they also try to give them vocational training. Mary is in the catering business so that she will never have to return ever, ever, ever again to that industry. Another important thing that they do with every child that they bring into the reintegration program that's willing to do this, they share the gospel with them. They share the freedom found in Jesus Christ. They share the fact with the kids that they can trust Jesus. They can trust Jesus. And they provide that spiritual growth. And if they give their life to Christ, they continue to walk that journey with them in discipleship. And Mary is now what? A worship leader in her church. What a story. So they're part of doing that in their ministry. So this is what Destiny Rescue does. In addition to our monthly support of Destiny Rescue, since 2018, so this is our fifth rescue offering, the church, the body of Christ here, has given over $40,000 for rescues. And we would like to add to this number today. Before we receive the offering, I want you to turn one more place in your Bibles with me. Psalm 142. Please turn with me to Psalm 142. As we think about the concept of Destiny Rescue and rescue itself and a rescue offering, I realize that this is an emotional subject, an emotional topic. And you're like, oh, you're pulling on my heartstrings, Pastor Jay. No, that may be the Holy Spirit, because he works with emotions. And I want you to feel this. I want to feel this. Because it's happening. It will happen next Sunday, even when we don't have Rescue Sunday. 6 months from now, the need will still be there. That's why we decided to be involved on a monthly basis. And you can go to their website and find ways to be even more involved. But Psalm 142, here's the backstory for this psalm. It was written by David, and he's crying out for help from God, and he's hiding in a cave because he's on the run from Saul. Saul is trying to hunt him down. His enemies are trying to hunt him down. So he's crying out to help for God, and he's hiding in this cave because he's like, "This, I'm in a really bad situation." And I want to read two verses with you. I want you to notice two verses here. And as you look at these verses, I realize the primary application, because I try to be true to the word, primary application is David hiding in a cave. But for a moment, if you just would with me, think about these words coming out of the mouth of a child in sex exploitation, sex trafficking. Think about these words perhaps coming out of their mouth. Verses 6 and 7 of Psalm 142. Listen to my cry. Do you think any of these children have cried out to God? Are crying out to God? Absolutely. Listen to my cry, for I am in desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are too strong for me. I'm 10 years old. I'm 12 years old. They beat me. They starve me. They threaten me. I need to be rescued. Verse 7, God set me free from my prison that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness to me. And again, I know this is not the primary application, but I'm just picturing the fact that when God rescues these children, through, in particular through the ministry of Destiny Rescue, and he brings them back, you know who God surrounds them with? The righteous people who gather around them and rejoice with them and love on them and comfort them. You see this happening? Then the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness to me. God, I can't believe that I've come to this place that you've brought me here. That child, Mary, couldn't imagine at age 10 that years later she would find herself as a worship leader in a church surrounded by people of God who loved her. But perhaps it started out with a cry to God. Rescue me. They are too strong for me. So this morning we're going to take a Destiny Rescue offering. Every dollar that's received will go directly to the rescue fund. It approximately costs $1,500 per rescue. If you did not come prepared today to give and you'd like, you can bring something next week. We would be happy to forward that to Destiny Rescue. Just want to remind you, very practically speaking, that your gifts today will help to provide future rescues for kids through the ministry of Destiny Rescue. I want you to be aware of that. Matt Strauss is going to pray for our offering. It's come, and then the worship team as well, and we're going to sing together.
Father God, we...